I was working, and all of a sudden I thought, Lord, it's Mother's Day. This is a hard subject. Said, I wish this was somebody else's turn. Or we were going to have the Crisis Pregnancy Center come and share. But then I said, Lord, what about my mom is gone? And Ann's mom has been gone for 9 years. I thought, man, that it can be tough when your mom is gone. And then I thought about, I have a daughter that she can't have children. My son-in-law had cancer when he was 19 years old. So that destroyed. Even though they have a sperm bank, it's cost thousands of dollars to go through that process of having a child. But you know what? My daughter, because of our support and love from the very beginning, they've given us two big lab, I call them grand labs. They're dogs that we get to babysit. We get to care for. We've had them over this week. But see, my daughter knows that we love her and that there's no difference between our oldest daughter that has given us two grand boys. See what I'm saying? My daughter has learned to give it over to the Lord, and she knows that she is loved, that she is supported no matter what, and that she has parents that are understanding and a mom that understands. So it all comes down to our relationship with the Lord. And Leah, our daughter, she puts God first. So she knows where she stands with God, and that God loves her no matter what, and that her parents love her just as much as we love our other son and daughter. So you understand where I'm coming from? But that's just issues that are out here, or a mother that they don't get anything from their children. Maybe their children forget, you know? And they don't receive a card or a phone call. And I think about my dad, who is lonely today, and he'd love to tell his wife, you know. So there's so many things that we have to go through sometimes. And then I just heard a story of a woman that when she was in her 20s, she was an addict. She took her babies to doorsteps, or she took them to a dumpster and just left them there. Somebody else found them and raised them up to be the mother, the father of these children. And today, now they're reunited and they have come together. And I just thought, Lord, man, how could that child think? They could have hatred and bitterness and say, why did you do this to me? I don't want to have nothing to do with you. But you know what covers a multitude of sin? What covers a multitude of sin? Sam, what's the Bible say? Somebody else. Love. The love of God. The pure, perfect love of God covers all that garbage, covers all that crap, you might say. I don't use that word too often, but that's what it is. A lot of sin. A lot of sin out there. So many lives are torn up because of sin and choices. But when you bring Jesus' love into that, that just wipes all that out. It wipes it away. And you take on the love of Christ, that will just destroy all those feelings and bitterness and criticism and hurts. So we have to take that on. And, you know, I had a lot of mind torments, and the devil would tell me, you shouldn't do this, you can't deal with that. But I tell you, when you know where God wants you to be, and so what the Lord talked to me about was, well, what did your mom give you? What were some of the characteristics of my mother and even Ann's mom, which we were very close to? So I took the first letters of mother and found a word that represented a character that my mom had, and she instilled in us kids that we might, you know, follow in the best that she knew, and she wasn't perfect either. But one of her first qualities was meekness, which was patience. She had a lot of patience for me. She could have kicked me out of the house. I almost gave her a nervous breakdown because I was in a backslidden state. But you know what she'd do? She'd get down on her knees and pray for me. She didn't have to say a word, because when she prayed, that sent angels after me. That sent the Spirit after me. That sent the Spirit to speak to me and wouldn't let me have fun. He made me miserable. I became miserable. That's it. So she must have been praying, God, make him so miserable, he'll come running back to you. And that's exactly what happened. By the time I came back to the Lord, I was a mess. But once I came back, I just had such a hunger for him that I couldn't stand it. So she was gentle, kind, long-suffering. And what mother would let her son, after I did get through all my mess and come back to the Lord, what mother would let his son bring a stranger into the house that was an alcoholic on the street? Life. This is life. I had that word this morning, life. And that's what God has given us, life. And our children are life. We have to love them. Let them be free. So, okay. So, mom, she was kind. She was tender-hearted. She'd take this guy in, let him take a bath. He lived off of Melanta that he couldn't eat. He was so bad. But we showed love towards him. And my mom said, bring him on. Okay, the next word, letter is O. She was an overcomer. She tried to overcome every temptation and the stress of life. She resisted the devil. But she was able to... She kept the faith no matter what. So she was an overcomer, and by her example today, that's what I try to be, as an overcomer. When the enemy comes at me, I try to get mad at him back. Leave me alone. I told him that this morning. Shut up. Leave me alone. And he flew from me. The next thing is T for teacher. She was a wonderful teacher. She walked the talk. You know what I'm saying? She was the example. That's to make an impact on somebody and know how to give instruction. And not only was she a teacher for me, but I would bring kids from the neighborhood all the time over to the house, and she would feed them. She would talk to them. And so our house was an open door. So she showed that. And then the next letter is H, which she was a helper. She would help anybody that came her way. And she'd give assistance and be of a servant to them. So like every weekend we had people over at our house all the time. So it was new people that came into the church or friends from all over. So she just had that hospitality about her. Then the next letter get to is E. She was an encourager. She didn't judge. She didn't put us down. She would lift us up and encourage us in the Lord and show us the right direction to go, to try to make the right decisions in life, whether we did or not. She'd say, this is the best way, you know. But then the choices we make sometimes got us in trouble. So she tried to inspire us, to stimulate us. And she was that way with everybody around her. So I had scriptures for all these too. Well, maybe we can get them to you some other time. But then the next letter is righteousness. She tried her best to be an example of righteousness. You know what I mean? And nobody's perfect, but you're always wanting to try to grow. Grow, grow, grow. Wherever you're weak, you try to grow. Try to build your strengths to where it overpowers your weaknesses. And the Holy Spirit will help you overcome those weaknesses. And sometimes we need help doing that. So she always, especially when it came to church, we had to go to church no matter what. And we were there a lot. Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. They even cleaned the church for years. So then we were there Friday night, you name it. But it was a discipline. But Sunday mornings was the biggest battle. Sometimes we'd have to get water poured over us just to get us motivated. You know, it was the biggest battle the enemy gave them. But through those years of disciplining and making us, we became to where we wanted to go. Not that we had to anymore. See, so we developed a different attitude. It was all in the attitude. So now we go to get and receive and give. So that was just another example of righteousness shown. Even though, you know, we didn't have devotions as a family, but there was one thing we did get almost every night before we went to bed. We were told we were loved. I love you. God loves you. That's all it took. So through all the years of my life and my brothers and sisters, we knew there was a security we could fall back on. So today, then, I just want to leave you with a poem that I found. So there's a lot more we could say. But so let's bless our mothers today. And those that are expecting too, expectant mothers. So we all need prayer. We all need support. Sometimes you might not have a natural family to get that from. So that's where the church family has to step in. And that's where you have to be a mentor sometimes. There's been women in the church that's been a mentor, a mom figure to Ann. And there's been men figures in my life older than me that have been a father figure, even though my dad lives miles away. So we need one another, you know. Wherever we're at, we always need one another. So this poem is called A Mother's Love. There are times when only a mother's love can understand our tears, can soothe our disappointments, and calm our fears. I've had a lot of fears. There are times when only a mother's love can share the joy we feel when something we've dreamed about quite suddenly is real. There are times when only a mother's faith can help us on life's way and inspire in us the confidence we need from day to day. For a mother's heart and a mother's faith and a mother's steadfast love were fashioned by the angels and sent from God above. And I'll tell you, there was times where I was so sick. I remember I had like 105 temperature one time, and I was hallucinating. I had the measles. I was laying in this room, and all I saw was rats and mice all over this room, and it was freaking me out. But you know who was there beside me? Good old Mom. She had the washcloth on my head. I remember eating Vicks, a spoonful of Vicks. You know, Vicks was good for a lot of stuff. When we got so desperate, Mom said, "I'm going to give you a spoonful of Vicks." And I ate that. I don't know if it worked, but she'd pray and she'd hold my hand, you know. So we go through things back then you don't think about. You'll do whatever it takes. So moms are so precious and important, and I just see it today how even when Josiah's sick, guess who he calls on? He'll call Mom, and he'll say, "Pray for me, Mom." And he just did that recently. You know how that feels? That feels good. Feels that I have a wife that has compassion for her son when I can't be there or be around. So we just want to bless the moms today. Come on up.